Good morning. I'm Elizabeth Harrison in Providence. The attorney for the former head of an agency that allegedly had disabled people working for less than minimum wage maintains his client did nothing wrong. John Cicilline says he has received paperwork from the U.S. Justice Department relating to John Capobianco Sr. and his nonprofit company Training Through Placement, but he said yesterday he had not yet had time to review it. Capobianco is facing a conspiracy charge, and his son, John Capobianco Jr., faces embezzlement charges after an investigation by North Providence Police. The investigation involved copper wires that came from equipment that Training Through Placement workers were paid to disassemble. Training Through Placement has been in the spotlight following a Justice Department investigation that found a Providence school training students to work there. The school has been cited for failing to provide its developmentally disabled students with opportunities to integrate more fully into the community. An audit shows that six state retirees received a combined overpayment of almost $560,000 in disability pensions. As Rhode Island Public Radio's political reporter Ian Donis reports, the state retirement system is working with law enforcement to determine whether to pursue criminal or civil charges against the individuals.
In a statement, State Treasurer Gina Raimondo says the retirees received the overpayments between 2001 and the end of 2011. Raimondo, who chairs the State Investment Commission, says disability pensions have been suspended for the six individuals. The treasurer says negotiations are continuing to hire the state retirement system's first outside investigator for disability pensions. Raimondo says 19 of an outside auditing firm's 20 recommendations have been completed, including creating a hotline to report suspected abuse of disability pensions. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Emergency responders are keeping a wary eye on the Patuxent and Pocketuck rivers, which are both above flood stage due to days of heavy rain. So far, no serious flooding has been reported, but more rain is expected today. The Pocketuck River in Westerly is nearly a foot over flood stage, and the Patuxent in Providence and Kent counties is a foot and a half over flood stage. Cranston Fire Chief William McKenna says the only basement flooding he's aware of is on Perkins Avenue. The federal government is buying most Perkins Avenue homes because of persistent flooding. The National Weather Service has extended flood warnings for both rivers and a flood watch for much of Rhode Island, southern Massachusetts, and parts of Connecticut. And a sword Brown University claims was stolen from its collection will soon return to the university. Rhode Island Public Radio's Catherine Welch has more on that story.
Nearly 30 years after it disappeared from the university's collection, a federal judge in Virginia has ruled that the Civil War sword must be returned to Brown. The sword belonging to Colonel Rush Hocking was reported stolen back in 1977. The ruling tracks the sword's journey over the decades through at least four private collections. Legal wrangling began 2 years ago between Brown University and collectors Donald and Tony Tharp, who claimed they legally bought and owned the sword. U.S. District Judge Douglas Miller ruled that the sword was indeed stolen from Brown, and therefore no sale of it was legal. The university says the Tharps will hand over the sword to a Brown attorney in Virginia. Catherine Welch, Rhode Island Public Radio.